The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, March 24th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, and good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that will teach you how to take control of your health. Focus on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and joining me is my co-host, PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing quite well at this very moment. Don't know about the next moment, but this one's doing pretty dang well. Better than you trying to throw things in garbage cans today. That is, you had five attempts and you made one out of five.
I've made two. I just made another one. Two out of five.
No, it wasn't. You made three out of five.
It's a great Sunday, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Yeah. Happy Sunday.
I had a great girl I talked to the other day, Gail, and we're talking about her, you know, how to empower her to be healthier and stronger. And she has some camaraderie with you because she does have a love for Krispy Kreme donuts, but she doesn't give in to them. And I was proud of her. Yeah. And she's heard you say that you're kissing cousins to Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an American thing. We're supposed to like
does that mean
crystals
okay.
and Krispy Kremes. I mean, that's American. It's also American, so a little restraint, a little discipline.
Yeah.
That becomes a treat and not a consistent thing. Once a month, every now and then's okay. Take a little splurge.
That's not
full health advice from Clint.
Well, once a month, if you have 14 different once a monthers, then that's not going to work.
That's the problem. If you every day's a cheat, that's what I love. I used to do cheat days, and everybody's like, oh, it's a cheat day. I'm like, dude, you've had four cheat days in a row. So you know what I started doing?
What?
When I did cheat day stuff, when I was doing Body for Life, I did cheat meals. So how many meals do you have typically in a day?
I have five.
Okay. Well, we had four at the time, but I took four meals during the course of a week. That's what I did.
Oh, okay.
Instead of having a day.
Yeah.
Because sometimes things happen on a Friday night, or sometimes you got a Tuesday afternoon birthday lunch or something. I'm like, you know what? I'm taking a splurge meal. What I found is I didn't go crazy one day, and I moderated every cheat meal because it was in the middle of a healthy day. So instead of being fully crazy in the meal, I would just take a little license, and it helped me actually moderate a little bit.
That's pretty darn good common sense.
Yeah.
We don't have to have PhDs to have wisdom.
Well, I wasn't training for a lot of most of us are just training for life. So
yeah, I'm training for the June 1st contest at this point. And again, update real quickly on my hips. They are about 60% better. I had a huge golf ball size ballooned out cyst on the left side, a marble size on the right. Couldn't roll over in the bed very well. And I kind of the hip thing, and you know this, Clint, you kind of learned to handle pain better. When you don't have pain and all of a sudden you do, you think you're dying. And you think you have the worst pain of anyone on this earth. And let me tell you, we don't. And we do have to learn to accommodate some of these discomforts. And I am getting...
What happened? What was it from?
It was from complete foolishly overtraining, thinking that I was Superman, which I've never done in my whole life, thought I was Superman. Duh.
Yeah.
Yes, often this has happened, and I have to be reined back in by Mother Nature. Mother Nature reined me back in.
Has the inflammation gone down? Have they started to heal up a little bit?
They're about 60% smaller, and I don't hurt when I roll over. And I did see Dr. Wheatcroft yesterday. He was the chiropractor at the Nutrition World Center. And I said, I don't want you to spend more than 2 minutes giving me your opinion. What do you think this is? He said, I think it's your bursa sac has filled with fluid. And I said, you know what? I think you are right. That's exactly what has happened is the bursa sac, which is made in the body to produce fluid that lubricates joints.
Right.
And when you have a bursa sac that's truly inflamed, it does exhibit itself like I do, like I did. But I love, you know, doing the right things, and I'm being common sense, and I'm taking 2 weeks off.
Is that still like ice? Can you still make ice and stuff? Does that help that?
It does help a little, but nothing's helping significantly.
I never thought we'd spend this much time talking about your bursa sacs, but I'm glad we're moving past it.
And my bursa sacs are pretty attractive, I will have to say. Yeah. I have one of the best bursas in town.
That's just not true. But it's okay. Go ahead. It's all right. Bursa sacs are ugly, but go ahead.
Hey, two places I want to recommend to eat. Again, I've said this once before, Firehouse Subs. And the reason I'm saying it is they have really high quality turkey, and they have the coolest way to order your sandwich. You can order it with the bread dug out.
Yeah, I like that.
So
like
it
canoed.
Canoed out. Yeah. Perfect word. Yeah. And that lowers the carbs by significant amounts. And I love the taste of their bread anyway. It's just a little bit less great when it dug out, but it's almost as good. So I do that on Saturdays now before I go to work. And I will recommend Outback. I went to Longhorn. Did not get...
I love that Longhorn.
No, Longhorn does not even come close, Clint. That's East Ridge for you. Dadgummit. Outback. I get a major salad, pour my olive oil on there, which I'm bringing my own bottle, which everyone needs to do, because healthy oils are the only way you're going to get them is to actually take them in there with you.
Uh-huh.
And I do want to talk about an app called SOS app. Adam told me about this. And I talk a lot about seed oils. What are seed oils? They're oils from safflower and canola and these things that were glamorized for 40 years because they're vegetable oils. Ooh, we're getting more vegetables because we cook in canola. No, no, and no. It causes oxidized LDLs. It causes heart cardiovascular risk to increase significantly. Even though the American Heart Association says they are wonderful foods, that will change, but it will take 10 to 15 more years, and some of us will be dead by then. So let's take advice that's on the cutting edge, not on the tail end of the edge. So there's an app called SOS. Pretty cool. I just signed up for it 20 minutes ago before I came on the show, and it shows restaurants who are offering you the ability to eat without seed oils. And I'm only going to talk about two, and they both were failures. And here they are.
Okay.
Breadbasket. It says you need to dine shamefully. Abandon hope at this restaurant. It's impossible to enjoy a seed-free meal. Secondly, this one was a shock. Another, dine shamefully. Abandoned hope here. Jay Alexander's. Those are the two that were the worst.
And all they do is track the seed oils?
Well, they found out whether this restaurant has any food you can eat that does not contain these seed oils. And they did not. They did not. And actually have reservations for...
I love Jay Alexander's, but the reason I don't eat there isn't because of the seed oils. It's because of the money. I'm Waffle House, man. Okay. I wonder what Waffle House gets.
Tell me another joke. I've seen
Let's
Waffle House.
Let's go Longhorn. Listen, I'm a cheerleader for Longhorn.
That's right.
I like Longhorn.
Well, I didn't say they were on this list, but I can tell you right now from being a past person of...
I'm going to look it up.
You don't have to look it up. I can tell you right now, Clint, they use peanut oil because I see the container, and they douse those freaking scrambled eggs in these oils. That's why I get the loose stools afterwards, where I don't get them anywhere else. And they use the worst oil, and they use large quantities of that oil. Now, I don't blame Waffle House. It is a commodity market, and if that's what you want. But here's the good restaurants.
Okay.
Never heard of this one. The Purple Daisy Picnic.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Purple Daisy Picnic, and then we've got Main Street Meats.
Oh, I love Main Street Meats.
It's called Dine Happily.
I love that.
Most dishes are seed-free, oil-free.
Yeah, I love Main Street Meats. That's good.
And one more is Opa Greek Restaurant on River Street. Have you heard of Opa? O-P-A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never eaten there, but I've heard of it. It
says no seed oils.
Wow.
And then one more will be Bread and Butter, which is on Dayton Boulevard. I passed that the other day. Bread and Butter. Now, they seem like they're just a bread and butter place, but see, the fact that they don't use margarines, canola oils, safflower oils, any of those vegetable oils, they got classified as 4 stars instead of 5. But again, Chattanooga's limited. I looked at Atlanta. They're all over the place. Now, when I say all over, there's probably 40 in Atlanta, and there's probably 4,000 restaurants. But at least you can find the places. I love that. So SOS app. I want to let people know that. My daughter told me the coolest story, and I don't, you know, I take a lot with grain of salt, especially in the conversation of health, because I know that sometimes we don't know enough. Sometimes we can't make judgments because of just not enough evidence, and because personalized issues happen with food, nutrients, drugs. You can give one person a drug and it helps them. You give another person and they go to the ER, because we have to personalize our lifestyle. That's one reason that traditional medicine does not work, because right. it's cookie cutter. But she knows this person who is in the delivery room for infants, been doing it years and years and years. And this person flatly says, with seemingly no agenda, that they've been doing this for decades. Before COVID, when the placenta came out, it was a very healthy color of the placenta most all the time, unless the person was extremely unhealthy. This person says that the vast majority of placentas now are like darkened hamburger meat. It isn't that pinkish. It isn't that healthy look. The placentas are very much different than they used to be. The only thing that could have caused that is COVID and or the vaccines. Not even saying vaccines. It could be even the infection of COVID. Who knows? But it is a scary thing to witness that start of life with a placenta that has changed colors. It's pretty frightening. It just truly is. In fact, Marshall Angell, spelled A-N-G-E-L-L, this person was the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. That is the probable premier, that in the Lancet, of the premier medical journals of the world. This is where the people who doubt all of our stuff go to for the supposed absolute truth. She said this recently: "It is simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that is published today, or to rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authoritative medical guidelines. I take no pleasure in this conclusion, which I reached slowly and reluctantly over my two decades as editor of the New England Journal of Medicine."
You know, though, just real quick, I think it goes to something that I addressed on a little rant I did on my personal podcast on Of Mine for the People when Eric and Matthew were gone. I think we as human beings, and especially in America, we're so, I know everybody thinks we have a hard life, but we're so spoiled with so much time on our hands. We don't even take the time to research stuff that we believe in headlines. In other words, if you send me a headline and it confirms what I think, I won't even open the article.
Bingo.
I just read the article and go, blah, blah, blah. And what happens is, I'm completely convinced of this, is instead of reading, I think we do that with research too. I'll go to the whatever research department is and are their headlines, and I'll just read through it. And anytime I find a headline I agree with, I'm going to use them as the source, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the New England Journal of Medicine said this. But as soon as I find they say something I don't like, then I spend my time disproving it. In other words, I think we spend a lot of time disproving things that we don't want to believe, and we don't spend enough time trying to figure out why we believe what we do believe to make sure we're right. I want to be right more than I want you to be wrong more than I'm concerned about am I right. And that's a bad mindset, I think, as far as opinions and research.
It does, and it polarizes so much of this country, and it's very, very good words to speak, because if we don't question why do we believe what we believe, how do we believe it, why did I come to that conclusion, then you're not going to look for the open doors to doubting. I mean, I still look, I don't care if, unless it's the top game of my life and I've trusted an individual for decades, I probably will believe most of what they say without questioning. But most people I don't have on that level. And so I'm going to look into the little bit, wonder who funded it. How much do they sell something?
What kind of study was it? Was it 100 people or 10 or 1,000?
And there's so many now set up to have a hidden agenda of selling something.
Absolutely.
Offering, or even power grabs.
Or getting you to vote.
Or getting, it's not just money. It's other avenue. We have to be as cautious with medical headlines as we do an ad for any of the new electronics equipment.
So I got called out on it. Somebody asked me, are you more interested in being wrong, or are you understanding why you think you're right? And if I am more invested in doing research to prove you wrong than I am into figuring out why I believe in my God, or why I believe in my political views, or why I believe in my medical research, if I'm more interested in proving you wrong rather than I am understanding why I believe what I believe, I'm not going to be grounded to anything when the storms hit. I'll be tossed and turned because I'm so invested in just not being wrong. I haven't figured out, am I right?
There you go. Make sense? I love that.
Well, it puts more of the ownership on us. I think that's what we ought to have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, my friend, I'm going to take my bursar to the bathroom here in a minute, so it is time to take a break. We come back.
All of our
we're going to be talking about the my rant and rave on the asinine conversation that vitamin D is not healthy, and I'm going to talk to Dr. Pavey.
Yeah, but Dr. Pavey, let's go Longhorn.
There you go.
Outback.
You got to go to break, Ed. Everybody go to Longhorn. I got to go to break, Ed.
You're off. This is it. Fired. Done. Outback has paid me money secretively, so I'm not going to do this. I love Outback. And also, you'd have to take your olive oil in there. They don't have good oils. But they don't fry stuff, and they don't use seed oils.
I just want everybody to know, I knew when I say stuff. You're just going to get off. You can't go to break. You can't see. This is it.
My burst is about to burst.
Okay.
So be quiet.
Okay.
So more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, again, back with my co-host, Clint Powell. And, you know, I've had 45 years experience in the realm of holistic health, nutritional health, regular health. And I have found throughout those decades that there sometimes are people that can become very hardwired on certain ideas to a point of almost a cult following or a cultish type of attitude. And saying that, I'm going to actually talk about myself. I remember back in the mid-80s, early 90s, I believe, there was early ages of the health food industry, really. And I was, people would still come to health food stores who had cancer. And I remember very well, I got so in depth with the macrobiotic. Michio Kushi was the guy's name. He wrote some books about it, that if we can eat this certain balanced yin and yang foods, then the body would cure itself. It was a very clean diet, very low in protein, which I'm kind of opposed to now. But I got so wrapped up in that that I would go to people's homes to teach them how to cook. And one of the things I remember is if you stirred your rice clockwise, it was going to probably kill you. We had to stir your rice counterclockwise because that created the right yin energy. And I had no room for anybody else's opinion. Well, we have a discussion today from a gentleman, and I learned that's not the way that I want to live my life, because there's so many different opinions and varied amounts of information. And with time, we get seasoned with this information if you are open-minded. Well, we have a kind of a cult following on a gentleman named Jim Stevenson Jr., and he has a following and an opinion that vitamin D is really harmful and that no one should be taking it. I normally ignore these things, but I'm starting to hear echoes at Nutrition World. And it's really my daughter and her age group. She's about 34. And the big thinkers in that age group somehow have gotten hooked onto this theory. So I, yesterday, a wonderful company, Life Extension Foundation, has the most amazing people. Mark Gaw is their rep. And I just happened to be talking to him yesterday. And I said, could I talk to Dr. Pavey? Because I know Dr. Pavey very well. She's been in Nutritional twice to speak. Very well educated, a tremendous depth of knowledge in the field of nutrition, health, all the way across the board. So I, just in a matter of one day, we have Dr. Pavey with Vital Health Radio. Welcome, Dr. Pavey, to Vital Health Radio.
Great to be here. Thank you so much.
And we'll look forward to the next time you come to speak at Nutrition World. But at this moment, tell me, and I know I have not done deep dive into this Jim Stevenson Jr.'s protocols and his social media followings and all that. I have not had the time because all this happened so quick since yesterday, or I would have been a little more well-read on it. And I think maybe you could say the same thing. But at this point, let's talk about first your feelings on someone who is so adamant about vitamin D being a toxic or an unhealthy molecule for us to take unless it's from the sun. And I do agree the sun is probably the best source, but we can't raise levels to therapeutic levels with the sun. So tell us your opinion on this vitamin D story.
Well, I find it kind of interesting because vitamin D really primarily acts like a hormone in the body. So it is something that it is an important piece of our healthy endocrine and physiology. I'm a little bit surprised at kind of the idea of being so negative towards kind of replacing vitamin D, because even the National Institutes of Health recognizes that natural vitamin D synthesis does decline with age. There was a comparative study published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation in 1985. And what they did find was that the precursor, some people do know that cholesterol is the starting material for creating vitamin D in our skin. And this starting cholesterol is called 7-dehydrocholesterol. And actually, as we age, 7-dehydrocholesterol levels start to decline. And even worse, because it does take that UVB radiation from the sun to create that conversion. What they were finding in this study is that an 82-year-old skin can only make about 40% of the cholecalciferol as effective as like an 8-year-old. I mean, only 40% of the skin, an 82-year-old can create that level. So it is something that does decline with age, even if we're sitting out in the sun.
And you know, that's a great point. And I go back to something I've spoke about for decades, which is, I call it ancient wisdom. And if you look at people who are in the optimal age of their health, which generally is about 14 to 24, there's no doubt that is the optimal age of the best blood chemistry, the most resilient, the most robust, and really it's that purpose that nature put into us for procreation. It wants us to be the very best we can be to further the species. Well, if nature, which I respect greatly, has put into us a certain level of either precursor or the ability to convert or the active ingredient of vitamin D at a level that declines with age, I never will probably agree that it's okay to lose 60% of where we were when we were robust and agree that it's okay to do that. And I just, as you spoke, I mean, you could probably rattle off more studies than you could fill in a 50-minute show here that is showing the positive effects of regular good therapeutic D. Now, yes, is there some problems if you take way, way, way too much? Yes, there is. In fact, I posted on Instagram just 3 days ago on the most asinine, ridiculous headlines I'd ever seen on vitamin D of the guy in UK who was 89 years old, had four medical conditions, including kidney disease, and he died, and they attributed it to his high vitamin D levels. And let's see, and I made the analogy, okay, how many people will die on a treadmill today that's not the treadmill's fault? It is, if you have four medical conditions, 89 years old, yes, you can be very foolish on anything, and he was taking too much. But the fact that they indicted it with zero real research, let's see, a gentleman in UK, but we really don't know all these facts. We just, someone probably on his deathbed said, you taking D? And he said, yes, and they said, we wrote it on the piece of paper. But let's get back to the other story of Jim Stevenson Jr. I want to be countering information that could hurt people. And when you are low in D, every single thing that I actually have observed over my 45 years indicates that you could ripple into less optimal health just from the level of vitamin D. What is your opinion on that?
Oh, well, I think it's really all about blood levels.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned earlier about, you know, there is, the book discusses that maybe testing the 125 dihydroxyvitamin D rather than the 25 hydroxyvitamin D. But really, a lot of the research is done on that cholecalciferol, that D3 that's synthesized in the skin and that you can also get from diet, does convert into 25 hydroxyvitamin D in the liver. So I can understand that, you know, if we're, our liver is somewhat compromised, but typically that's going to give us our best number because that's really the higher levels that are going to be floating around in the blood. I almost think of it as kind of like the storage form of your vitamin D before it's converted in the kidneys into that 125 dihydroxyvitamin D, which is the active form. And we really don't technically have as much of that in circulation as we do of the 25 hydroxyvitamin D. And you know, I'm certainly not an expert in vitamin D research, but you know, like the experts like, you know, Bruce Hollis, Robert Heaney, Neil Binkley, they all agree that the ideal optimal blood levels of 25 hydroxyvitamin D are between 50 and 80 nanograms per milliliter. So if you're getting higher than that, like for example, 100 or higher, that could potentially create some problems, like for example, could possibly lead to calcification of the soft tissue or heart arrhythmias because of the extreme excess of calcium that could potentially make its way into the bloodstream. Typically, if you're staying between 50 and 80, that's what you're going to find the best health benefits for your heart, for your cardiovascular system, for the bones, for the immune health, and even just some other kind of hormonal activities that vitamin D has on, like, for example, on supporting testosterone.
Oh, yes.
So vitamin D is really important. Yeah.
And, you know, it kind of creates the same storyline that in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and near 2000s about hormone replacement, or especially after the big study came out with the estrogen debacle with the Premarin that they were giving and all that. But here's the thing. Again, we go back to ancient wisdom. If you look at a 67-year-old, which is where I'm almost at, I would be called normal if I didn't do anything for my testosterone, even if it was that of 200. And 200, you are not going to be resilient. You will not have stamina. You will not have the testosterone levels or anything because your D is too low. And your incidence of other health issues could be exacerbated from the incidence of cancer. And when we gave vitamin D away during COVID to school teachers, firemen, policemen, and healthcare workers, we did it on the basis of, we know that about 92% of the people who actually passed away quickly with COVID did have vitamin D levels that were less than 25 nanograms per milliliter. So we wanted to do something that would be helpful to people, that because we knew the media was not going to talk about it. So, and we'll also look at how when we go further up on the Earth, the longitude latitude lines, that the less sun people get, it seems to be a correlation to other diseases from MS. And that
I just want to add real quick and maybe get your take on this, but doesn't this kind of reflect a little bit on how we just don't know where we're at a lot of times? I've heard Ed talk about blood work a lot, and on a regular basis, don't you think we should know more of where we're at before we get sick, right? A lot of times we don't know what our issues are until we don't feel good, when sometimes just a little preventative blood work once a year just to make sure my levels are okay, like with vitamin D, don't you think that would be a good preventative mindset?
I would agree. I would say that vitamin D should be included in routine testing, along with, like, for example, you know, serum calcium levels. Another very easy test to take a look at. So, for example, if your serum calcium, like for adults over 40, really should be between 9.0 and 10.0. Now, if the number is higher than, like, say, 10.2, like if it's like 10.4, 10.5, of course looking at vitamin D is important, but there's other aspects to that too, like looking at parathyroid hormone. So really, we do need to take a look at a lot of these different pieces of the puzzle together to get a full picture of the body. So just one number doesn't really give us enough information. We should look at the whole scheme of things. And I'm just going to interject too, it probably might be a good idea to throw in some serum magnesium testing too, to take a look at magnesium status along with vitamin D.
And see, what I love about that is we do blood testing at
Nutrition
World.
That's what I was going to bring up. Yeah.
And the panel that is created has exactly what you are saying, and plus many others, from inflammation markers. And I know Life Extension has their own blood testing facility that you can do online, which I used for years because we didn't have the convenience here in town. But and Life Extension is on the cutting edge of what do we do to maintain optimal health as the years go on. And I love Dr. Peter Attia's statement that we set up for a centenarian decathlon, and that means how do we set up to be very robust at 70, 80, and 90. You do that from a plan, and you can't create a plan without information. The best way to get information, as you say, Dr. Pavey, is getting not your physical blood work that you're the doctor. That's worth about $40, but more of a complete blood work that Life Extension offers and or Nutrition World offers. And I love, of course, it's so easy to talk to you because you have broken out of the mindset of traditional models of health, and you are very open to all these conversations. And so I guess lastly, again, I want to reassure people, as Clint said, I think we should do blood testing. We don't want too much. We want to be in the sweet spot. You said 50 to 80 nanograms. I agree.
90% of people have no idea where they're at, though.
98% don't. I actually, really quickly, we about run out of time. I'll tell you a really quick story, even though this show was supposed to be about you, Dr. Pavey, and it is, but I'm going to tell you one quick story of mine. A gentleman came to me 5 years ago, and he was about 65. He had bone cancer, and he said, what should I do with vitamin D? And because I know about stuff, I said, well, I would say, and I'm not treating his cancer, I'm saying for his general health and to empower him to be better, I said, take 50,000 units every other day for 24 days. And I said, that's it. Well, guess what this guy did? He took it for 1 year every day, 50,000 units. Have you ever known anybody, Dr. Pavey, to take that much?
Oh, that's quite a dose for daily.
Yes, it was. And you know what happened? The doctor said they could not believe how much better he improved without any traditional treatments. Ethically, when I ran into him a year later and I said, so what are you doing about your health? He said, well, I'm still taking some vitamin D. I said, well, did you go down to 5,000 units? He said, no, I thought you meant to take 50,000. Oh. I said, sir, I started shaking from nervousness. I said, no, that was for 24 days only. He said, well, I didn't know that. Well, ethically, I said, you have to get off the D. He died 6 months later. He was doing so well before that that he had actually multiple myeloma. He had a broken hip. They were going to fix his hip. He was doing so well. Well, 6 months later, he passed away. So I'm not saying that proves anything, but I'm saying vitamin D can be miraculous, and no one should take high levels like that. But in some cases, for him, he was did pretty dang well with that. Well, Dr. Pavey, I so appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule from Life Extension. You are the Life Extension Education Scientist at that company that I so, so respect. And we will look forward to you coming back up here for another lecture in 6 months, 8 months, 9 months for educating the public. So thank you, Dr. Pavey.
Thank you.
All right. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having some more tips to empower you on your journey to health. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I am Ed Jones with Nutritional World. And stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
I want to welcome a brand new sponsor, Alchemy Med Spa and Wellness Center. They were founded on a simple concept, the transformation from within. Because beauty is for everyone. The Alchemy team are certified experts, passionate about treating, caring for, and educating their clients to help achieve optimal results. Let the Alchemy team help you to look and feel your best. They're located in Chattanooga, on the North Shore, and in downtown Cleveland. For more information, visit alchemymedspachat.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. Wonderful information from Dr. Pavey. And I will say one last comment. You know, if I go to someone who has had 20, 30, 40, 50 years experience, or let's say I fly a small plane. If I have someone who's got 10,000 hours in flying a plane, I'm not going to particularly worry about their credentials. I'm not going to worry about looking into them, I'm going to know that they most likely, if my intuition sounds right, I want their advice. I want them to see and tell me things they have learned, not just from books, but from their wisdom. And this vitamin D thing, I have looked at people for, I've looked at help people for 45 years. We didn't have blood testing till probably 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. But now that I've seen a correlation between people who walk into me and say, my vitamin D level's about 23, about 25, 18, 27. And then I hear them 6 months later when they've got their vitamin D levels up to 50. And they, some of these people didn't do anything else but vitamin D. How could anyone try to talk people out of that? Now, I am also into looking into anybody's opinion to see how much validity there is. So I am going to look deeper into that vitamin D conversation.
I will say this, and turn my headset up just a hair, sir. Sorry.
Turn it up?
Just a hair. Just a little bit.
You going deaf?
Maybe. Or you could just do it without me having to keep going. There we go. We're good now.
Okay. You hit it right. You go to Johnson Audiology.
Huh?
Get hearing aids like
What'd
me.
You say?
I get.
Anyway, what I was saying, what I was just going to respond to you about the vitamin D, and sometimes, in just my opinion, we don't know all the other variables. Like, you see people that take a lot of vitamin D and they get better, but you don't know. Maybe they quit doing something else that you're unaware of, or maybe they took something else that you're not aware of. But the same is true on the other side. Maybe they, to your point, someone gets sick and they say, oh, they took too much vitamin D. But we also may not take into account that they had other biological factors mm-hmm. going on, or lifestyle factors. So in my opinion, it's really hard to do that. The correlation is not always causation type thing. But we, again, go back to, I need to be right. Sometimes we go, well, A plus 2 equals 3. No, mm-hmm. that's a weird combo. You got to make sure that you're understanding, is it truly a causation thing, or is it just a correlation? Is it just they happen to have that along with 15 other things?
So true, because that's why studies are almost impossible to be completely definitive. Okay, somebody comes in and says, oh my gosh, I just found out my vitamin D was low. I need some vitamin D. Okay, here's your great vitamin D. Here's 10,000 units. Take it with food with fat and some magnesium to absorb it. Well, we don't know that they didn't start going to the gym. We didn't know that all of a sudden they cut out seed oils. We don't know that they quit going to Krispy Kreme. But we still have to look at the bigger picture and the trends and the amount of people who do one thing that we know that we can actually verify that this one single entity happened in their life. And then, you know, with anecdotal evidence, just with conversation, it's hard to completely decipher that. I will say this. When I talk to people for 50 minutes, I decipher it. I know everything except how they wipe their hiney with what toilet paper. I mean, I don't know that. But everything else, they're going to tell me how and what they are doing, because they need somebody to listen to them.
I'll tell you one of the things that I think is the best anecdote, insurance, or preventive medicine, and that is the mindset. I know we talk about this all the time, but usually if I'm concerned enough to go get the full panel blood work, mm-hmm. if I'm invested enough to say I'm done with donuts, mm-hmm. if I'm going to make my 10,000 steps a day, what happens is when I start investing in this one thing that I'm going to do better, I am more aware now of the other small things mm-hmm. that I'm not doing to make my life better, and I'm liable to edit those as well. So if I'm going to stop eating donuts, well, it's not going to do me any good then to keep having the other bad thing. I'm going to go, you know what? I probably need to cut a little bit of this out. If I'm walking 10,000 steps a day, then I'm also like, well, I'll probably take the stairs instead of the elevator. And I guess what I'm saying is, as you start to focus on one thing that's taking your life in a better direction, whether it's business, personal health, money, spiritual, whatever, you'll start noticing and picking up other things along the journey mm-hmm. that will improve your life, either through addition or subtraction in your habits. So to me, the number one thing is learning to give a crap first. The mindset of I care is where it all starts.
Let's give a crap on a bumper sticker, because that is humongous. Yeah. And again, go back to the vitamin D story. Let's just say that everybody who took vitamin D started doing 5 other additional things in their life. Well, if vitamin D is as toxic as this gentleman, Jim Stevenson, says it is, it would probably negate some of those other little health habits. So that's not happening. It's just simply not happening. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about a study. Dr. Greger, don't always agree with him because he is a staunch polarized vegan to a point where he's going to wake up every morning and go to bed at night to convince others that they are wrong and that he is right and they should change their habits.
Is he the kind of guy that walks up to you when you have 7 urinals and you're on the end? He'll walk right next to you and go, I'm a vegan. Is that the guy?
That would be him.
Yeah, I would just turn and pee on him. But go ahead.
he has also a very astute skill of looking at the bulk of literature, like Dr. Peter Attia does, but Peter Attia is not polarizing. Gregor will look at a topic, and he, like he did on mammograms, he looked at the chemotherapy story, and he breaks it down into some really good, solid information that is usable and very hard to debate. It's going to be hard to debate when you talk about should I eat, vegetarian foods opposed to meat, because that's such a big story. But not some of these medical stuff is not. And this one is on prostate cancer. It came up this week. I posted it on Vital Health Radio's Facebook. And I knew some of this, but I didn't know the exact numbers. While 64% of men develop prostate cancers by their 60s. I tell every man, if you're 60, you got 60% chance. You got 70, you're going to be 70% chance. But they're all hidden, most of them. The lifetime risk of being diagnosed with prostate cancer is only 11%. And guess what? The risk of dying from it is only 2.5% at the average age of 80. So most men develop prostate cancer, but they die with tumors rather than from their tumors. Most men with prostate cancer live their whole lives without knowing they even had it. That's one of the problems with screening it. Many prostate cancers that are detected may never have led to harm if they had gone undiscovered. Nonetheless, not all men are so lucky. About 30,000 Americans die each year from prostate cancer. So should you get a PSA screening test or not? This is Dr. Gregor speaking from the literature. PSA stands for prostate-specific antigen. It is an enzyme secreted by cells of the prostate, and the purpose of that is to liquefy semen and cervical mucus to facilitate fertilization. Well, elevated levels in the blood can be a sign of prostate cancer, also prostatitis, also a few other things. But and that's what led to the FDA approval as a screening test in the 1990s. I actually thought it was long before that, but it wasn't. If it comes back high, the test is usually repeated. If it's still high, the next step is typically an ultrasound-guided biopsy of the prostate. Now, here's the catch. You have to test 1,000 men to save one. But yet, 5 men out of 1,000 will die from the operation. So it the numbers needed to treat is kind of off.
And I wonder if the number of men that die during operation are the elderly, the ones that are in their 70s that choose to have it, or 80. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't understand. It seems to me that I don't know if it's a different kind of surgery, but most time, five people won't die from the...
Well, it wasn't during it. It was soon after it. It was soon after due to complications. It wasn't during.
Is it just more highly prone to more complications?
Well, it is an area that can have some infection that is sometimes difficult to treat, and yes, it probably is the 70 and 80 year olds by far. It always is more of the older generation. The catch is the fact that 60% of all I got a 67% chance right now. If they dug deep enough in me, right, I got a 67% chance that I'm going to have that prostate cancer within my prostate. The catch to me is, if you know that you have it, what level of aggressiveness is it? That's the whole key. And that's why it's good to, if you really know it, to get further tested by someone who knows and has a very general attitude about not getting up every morning to have heroic medicine with someone, but actually having a wise approach. Dr. Geo, if someone is wanting to learn more of the naturopathic path with this, you can Google Dr. Geo and prostate, and he has amazing podcast on a lot of the newest and greatest information on that topic. But it just happened to pop up 3 days ago, so I posted it on Facebook, on the Vital Health Radio Facebook, not Nutrition World Facebook. And I hear your boxing's going well.
It's going real good. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm loving it.
I wanted to box, and I told Clint to hook me up, but now that I'm kind of training for this contest, I can't do everything, so I'm going to postpone that till after June. One of my loves of life is boxing. I don't know. I saw Muhammad Ali fight in Caesar's Palace. I sat on the very top row. My dad could only get one ticket, and so it was in Vegas. And he fought, I think, Larry Holmes. It was past his prime, but it still is a treasure that I still remember sitting up there with binoculars to see who it was. But it was pretty dang cool. And now that I'm at Rush, and I'm at Crunch, I'm doing the treadmill to help my abs. I just think walking truly helps them, probably as much as doing ab exercises. I'm looking at TV because I don't haven't had a TV on in so many years, and they always have these what is it called, Clint? Cage fighters, the MMA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, MMA. And Lordy, man, I can't believe some of these guys.
Oh, I love that stuff.
I loved watching it.
Yeah.
The guy with the well, they all got tattoos.
I was going to say, you got to be a little more specific. You mean all the fighters? You mean and the announcers and the referees? And then, hey, you want to hear a real quick story?
Yeah.
A minute? So my cousin, who's a few years older than me, but he used to box at Chattanooga Armory. A long time ago in the 70s and 80s, they used to have fights at the Chattanooga Armory.
There.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. So that's where he fought. Anyway, he goes in one time, and I may have told the story on the radio before, but he goes in, and he's fighting this group from Atlanta. It was a bunch of people, like a smokers. Oh, you know, they had people show up, fighting this team out of Atlanta. And there's this guy there that's really up and coming. And they said, he is the real, I mean, he's, be careful of this guy. Well, my cousin drew him to fight.
Ooh.
So first round, my cousin's winning. At the end of the first round, everybody, he's got a crowd around the ring. They're like, dude, you're beating this guy. It's unbelievable. You can hear the other corner yelling at the guy like, what the blank are you doing? This is ridiculous. You're wasting opportunities. You should be killing this dude. He's like, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to beat this guy. They ring the bell, come out round two. Guy lights my cousin up. I mean, he goes, I didn't know where he was hitting me from. He tore me up. Anyway, is Evander Holyfield.
No.
He was before he became Evander the Real Deal Holyfield.
As soon as
he started knowing his name, I'm like, yeah, that guy's going to be pretty good. That second round, he actually started boxing me, and I was throwing punches at shadows. I had no idea where he was.
That.
So anyway, there's
throwing
my boxes.
Punches at shadows.
Yeah, shout out to little Tommy, my cousin.
Don King, all that era. I mean, it was full of mischief, no doubt, but it was still.
Best fighters. I still tell this to everybody. Heavyweight division, of course, but Roberto Duran, Sugar Ray Leonard, Hagler and Hearns, those four guys. I'll put the fights we got to watch in the 70s and 80s for free on Friday night fights or Sunday, I'll put against anything people pay for now.
You got that right.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, I told you once I was taking boxing from a guy that was on the middleweight champion of the world kickboxing. And you told me his name. You remembered it. I forget what it was.
Oh, was it Robert Harris?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, because I took from his from him.
And
Eddie Helms.
He killed me.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He made me a good fighter.
I sparred
good fighter.
With Robert's brother in karate. The Bird. We called him Birdman. I can't remember his name. Harris. I can't remember his name now. I'll think of it between the break.
But it was, I love the sport. Really quickly, have you ever heard of scabies? Well, we all heard of scabies.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
And what scabies is making a comeback. Ugh. And the reason I want to talk about this is scabies is caused by an itch mite. And it leads to intense itching, rash, and sometimes secondary infections. And it has a rising incidence worldwide in recent years. There's a cream that's made, which is kind of insecticide cream. It's the most often recommended. But most of the time, the treatments fail. But you know what? Two doses of ivermectin can clear scabies in 98% of those treated. But ivermectin isn't being used first line as for scabies treatment as it should be due to the widespread vilification during the COVID-19.
Wow.
But as I spoke about on our Vital Health Radio, 4 weeks ago, Tennessee's the only state that now has over-the-counter ivermectin on privately owned pharmacies.
Yep.
If you want to know about it, email me at nutritionworld@comcast.net, and I will give you the website where you can go and find which pharmacies you can go to pick up your ivermectin. I love empowering people.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a few words of wisdom. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I want to welcome a brand new sponsor, Alchemy Med Spa and Wellness Center. They were founded on a simple concept, the transformation from within, because beauty is for everyone. The Alchemy team are certified experts, passionate about treating, caring for, and educating their clients to help achieve optimal results. Let the Alchemy team help you to look and feel your best. They're located in Chattanooga, on the North Shore, and in downtown Cleveland. For more information, visit alchemymedspachat.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner Clint Powell. Got a little bit too much information for any words of wisdom today, so got to get a little bit out here to the public. We have a digestive health lecture with Vital Planet. Amazing. They've been there twice. IBS, GERD, reflux, constipation, diarrhea, March 25th. Go to nutritionw.com under events. It's free, and you'll get a discount on some products if you choose to get any. Only at you'll get the coupon at the meeting only. Meet the Doc. Meet the Doc is March 27th, and that's with Dr. Brian Johnson, amazing individual. You're actually going to just come into Nutrition World and have a little mini chat with him. If you want to meet and greet, ask a question, please come in. You can look on the times at nutritionw.com under events. And then also, Dr. Johnson's going to be having a sleep seminar on March 30th. Can look online, sign up for that. It's free. And we're going to have a April 16th on bioenergetic approach is a game changer in health. It has to do with energy medicine. Hey, Clint, tell people about your amazing podcast. You are the king of podcasts in this town, and let them know what they can learn and why they would want to.
I appreciate that. Yeah. During the Break podcast, I have conversations with interesting people doing interesting things. During the Break podcast.com, dayfirepodcast.com. My co-host is the founder, former owner of Rock Creek Outfitters, Dawson Wheeler. That's Adventure in the Great Outdoors. Crimecast, my co-host is former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. We have current, former police officers, detectives on. We talk about old cases, new cases, crazy cases. I have Of By and For the People with Eric Buchanan and Matthew Durham. It's politics, culture, and the Constitution. And then I have a coaching one, but that's just, it's called 5-9 Coaching. That's what I do for my coaching and business clients. And I think that's the podcast. This radio show, Vital Health Radio, actually is radio on Sunday mornings, but then it goes out as a podcast. You can find it on all your favorite podcast platforms at Vital Health Radio Download, usually every Tuesday of every week.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much. One last tidbit of health. Green Med Info, I paid to get this, revealed a study reveals that simply boiling water can eliminate about 90% of the concerning microplastics and some of the poisons that have been filtrated our drinking water. I like to offer tips for people who just don't have the money to spend.
Yeah,
boil
absolutely.
The water, let it cool, and you'll have vastly better water. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also find us online at vitalhealthradio.com, and we thank you, I thank you, my staff thanks you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.